Do you wake up with more aches and pains in the morning than you did when you went to bed at night? Maybe it's time to upgrade your mattress. Right now, you can save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Medium Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 off the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com. Aslin Mattress is a family-owned small business with the most comfortable and affordable mattress in the luxury bedding category. Cheaper than all the other online competitors without sacrificing the high quality. Aslin Mattresses gives you a top layer beaded gel and phase change memory foam, which gives you a cool, comfortable pressure relief. The next level is the next generation memory foam for proper transition of all body shapes and sleep positions. The third layer is made up of active support foam, keeping the spine properly aligned. Goodbye, back pain. One of my favorites is the 13-inch medium plush. Because of its soft and refreshing feel that doesn't give away to sag like other mattresses do. Save $50 on the 10-inch Aslin Mattress Firm with code REGULARJOE10 or save $400 on the Aslin 13 Medium Soft with code REGULARJOE13. Visit AslinMattress.com.
Joe Gigante, Regular Joe, here with you on this Thursday. Now, I guess I have to make clear, as there seems to be a question of this, that obviously one of the keys in November is full participation. I don't care how much you like to hunt. I don't care what your excuse is. If you don't vote in November, then you are a massive part of the problem. I don't know another. I'm not going to be nice about it. I'm tired of hearing excuses why people can't vote. This is not difficult. We don't need 90 days of voting. We don't need to be able to get a Star Trek technology where we can physically transfer your ballot, putting you on the holodeck or whatever. For goodness sake, stop acting like you have to climb a mountain to vote wherever it is that you live. You don't. And I'm speaking to conservatives, I'm speaking to Republicans, I'm speaking to independents, I'm speaking to libertarians, and anybody else that has any love of this country. If you love this country in 200 days, you will make sure that there is no way possible you are not voting and voting to free this country of the bonds of the Biden regime. The puppet regime for the third term of Barack Hussein Obama. And that's exactly what we're in. And this is when I said that the apathetic slumber, I'm talking about a bunch of people that there are people that are self-identified conservatives, Republicans, libertarians, independents, that are not nearly as plugged in as you would hope they were, or paying attention, or for that matter, even getting out and voting. Now, I pick on I love hunters, but I pick on them because the sheer number of hunters that do not vote every election season is staggering, and there's no excuse. I don't care if being one with nature makes your yin-yang better or whatever else in the world, whatever the excuse, I don't care. It's this important, you must vote. And I do believe that there's the opportunity to pull some people over from the Democrat side to our side in this vote based on the reality of where we are. Now, yesterday in the Senate, we saw a terrible miscarriage of justice in the Constitution in what Chuck Schumer did. I don't think it was a good move. I don't think it was a constitutional move. What's worse is Lisa Murkowski, Rhino Republican. This is why rhinos are useless. Can I say it one more time? Building our numbers, building our caucus on, oh, we need that middle-of-the-road rhino, it never works. Because when we need them, they sell us down the river every time. Lisa Murkowski did it yesterday, voting present on one of the articles of impeachment. They pulled a fast one so they wouldn't be on the record saying they dismissed the trial. And they brought up a constitutionality vote on the articles, which is unheard of and doesn't exist. The article, whether they like the articles of impeachment or not, they were voted on and they were passed by the House. The Constitution calls for a trial. They claim they can't have the trial because the articles are unconstitutional. Why? Because we said so. But here's the thing. This goes to the border. What are the top two issues right now, overwhelmingly with all Americans of every political stripe? The border in our economy. They are interchangeable because the border crisis is deeply affecting our economy among out-of-control spending and other issues. This is potentially good news if we can get the people in leadership to stop suffering from a severe case of cranial rectal insertion and actually utilize what's happening around us to tell the tale, to make boldly clear to all Americans the reality that this that won't be given to them by the mainstream media, that won't be given to them by the Democrats, but to lay it out. I got to finish at the break. We got to go to the break. I'll explain more in a moment.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.